We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on WMR.FM, episode number 446. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Step Forth Web Marketing, and my co-host is my company senior SEO, Scott Van Ack. All right. Well, it's been a bit of a delay there. I do apologize to our listeners. Pardon me. I'm still, well, I started off with getting COVID, and that took a lot out of me for about 2 weeks. And during that same time, we lost two members of our family in a tragedy. So I'm functional, barely. And I just couldn't put it off any longer. We had to get a show in today. I love you guys. Want to make sure you keep listening and are still learning. We're always trying to keep you on top of things. So big thanks to Scott for putting together the list today for our show. And let's dive in.
Yeah, so we'll start with the typical warning. If you have a WordPress website, you know, keep everything updated regularly. There is a vulnerability in Elementor, in a plugin for Elementor called MetForm Elementor Contact Form Builder. I guess it affects about 200,000 websites, and it's an XSS vulnerability, which I actually looked this one up. Usually these vulnerabilities, I'm like, I don't know what this means, but it doesn't matter. Just update it. But I guess it allows a hacker to come in and submit a script through the form that then runs on the target website and infects and causes problems on that website's visitors just by entering it through the contact form on the website. There's obviously going to be more to it because I'm not a hacker. I don't know how to do it, but that sounds bad. So it sounds really nasty. So anyways, you know, just a quick reminder, if you're on WordPress, you use Elementor, make sure everything's updated. The patch is there, do the update, you're good to go. So,
all right.
Simple PSA.
Definitely important stuff. Oh, yes. More updates on the product reviews update from Google. So what's happened here?
Yeah, so we've got the latest product review update. It just wrapped up on March 7th. It took about 2 weeks. And it's kind of the same old product review updates we've been seeing. They haven't changed a lot other than their regular, you know, tweaking and all that kind of stuff. But it now is impacting more languages. So if you have a product review update in Spanish, German, French, Italian, Vietnamese, Indonesian, Russia, Dutch, Portuguese, or Polish, you are now affected by these updates. So, and of course, English. so as if that didn't, you know, need to be said. Anyway, so if you know if your rankings have declined, Google does note that this does not mean you were penalized. It just means that other sites were rewarded. So if your rankings dropped in a product review website, definitely you know, look at your competitors, see what's going on, make sure that you follow all the rules with making a high quality product review site. And you know, there are a whole bunch of tips, and we've talked about them lots on the shows before. But one line kind of stands out and makes sense, and Google says that they want to serve users with content that provides insightful analysis and original research. So, I mean, that kind of sums it all up, right? Original research. If you don't have original research or good analysis, you're not going to do well.
Yeah, if you have a product review website and you're not up to date on this, I'm amazed. I'm sure you've dug into this deeply. If you haven't made any strides, then just keep digging. There's a lot of information out now because, well, whenever there's a lot of money involved and product review websites make a lot of money for people, there's a lot of information online about, you know, some of it's supposition, but you're going to find some good concrete findings as well. So keep digging. And if you have any other, if you have any like really interesting questions, like you really just haven't been able to find something, ask us. You know, we have connections. We can always look into it too. It's interesting to us as well. And it's always good to know that it might help a listener. Ooh, more profanity on YouTube.
What? That just
makes my day.
No way. This is like, well, it's kind of loosely relevant. And I kind of wanted to bring it up because I found an aspect of it might be interesting. So I guess you're allowed more profanity in your YouTube videos now and still be able to have monetization set up for it. I guess Google's allowing you to swear more. You would think they would go the way censorship seems to go sometimes, but so I guess this is good. I don't really know. But basically what they're saying is moderate profanity is allowed as long as your video is containing mild profanity, such as anything lighter than an F-bomb. I don't know. I don't have a list of classifications in profanity and which words are worse than others and how you classify them. I don't know if an F-bomb is considered the worst. I don't think it would be, but
I wouldn't think so, but it sure seems like it.
Who knows? They kind of make it seem like that. Or maybe that's just anything worse than an F-bomb, you're in trouble. Anything better, like, I don't know. Anyways,
who classifies this?
That would be an interesting job, wouldn't it? Profanity classification. I guess maybe the censor people at, I don't know. Who knows? And ads are limited if you have strong profanity. So if you have the F word in the first 7 seconds of the video, that's bad. Or if it's repeated throughout the website, you may get some ads. If you have profanity in your titles or thumbnails, you cannot monetize your videos. The reason I brought it up is I've never really thought about profanity from an organic SEO perspective. And I think it's probably because I don't think we've ever worked with a single site that has bad language on it. Because really, in most cases, it doesn't make sense. But then it got me thinking of, I think it was Sitebulb, but I might be wrong there. One of the tools in their change log, whenever they did a software update, they would just swear like crazy in their log. Oh, yeah, this effing thing wasn't working. So we updated
Sitebulb.
The, yes. Was it Sitebulb, yes. The crawler? Yeah. I think it was that. It might have been even, it was somebody.
Yeah, those
it was,
great.
Oh, it was super funny to read.
The risk far outweighs the benefits.
I think it does.
Risk away, you know what I mean? Other way around. It was far worth it. We all loved reading them and it was good for their whole look. Anyway, sorry, I cut you off. Go on.
Oh, no, that's good. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that, you know, in their case, maybe it helped them because it was almost like link bait. Well, maybe a little bit, but, you know, it kind of drew people in. It almost went viral. And who reads a change log for a software update? Like, maybe sometimes I'll skim through them. It just depends. But those ones I read because they were fun to read. but other than that, I don't think we've ever had a client that had language issues. But if you are putting out YouTube videos and you're publishing them on your site and there is profanity in them, I wonder if that might have negative SEO repercussions. Like if you have a video with lots of swearing and you embed it on your homepage, is that going to affect your ranking? Maybe. I don't know. I figure I just put it out here because obviously they care a little bit about this stuff. So I wouldn't be surprised if that can have an impact there.
I would think that a blog post or a blog is more likely to have that kind of profanity. And it's probably a page by page thing. You know, maybe that page wouldn't rank as well. But, you know, I bet you those, you know, it depends, of course. If this is real written and it's from a person who has a real attitude that people like to read and kind of similar to that Sitebulb thing, but it's honestly like it's going to create its own cult following, so they won't even care.
Yeah. Like I was thinking a good example might be the influencers out there. Mm-hmm. Is there a lot of them and they say whatever the heck they feel like saying and they for do. Good or bad, you know, and if they have a blog or a website, which some probably do, I try not to follow influencers because it feels like a ridiculous industry to me.
It's
I don't know.
Insane.
But, you know, it might affect them a little bit, maybe. I don't know. But I just thought I'd bring it out, you know.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. So this is interesting. It's certainly up my alley. How to use ChatGPT for keyword research. Now, again, thanks to Scott for getting all this together. I haven't had a chance to look at any of this. I'm still catching up on work. I'll add some thoughts after, but filling me in, what's this all about?
Yeah. So this is a really long, long article. It's on Search Engine Land. If you go to Search Engine Land, you'll see it. It's there. And he, Tom Demers, I might be pronouncing that wrong. I feel like I am, but it's
Demers,
a pretty straightforward.
Demers.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Tom, if that's wrong. I don't know how I could.
We both could be wrong there.
Yeah. It's a pretty easy name to say wrong. Anyways. He has a whole bunch of ideas and prompts to put into ChatGPT to try to do keyword research. And it's really long. I haven't read it all, but a few good ideas and things you can do. It's really good for building keyword clusters and generating seed keywords. So for example, he used pickleball in a lot of his examples, but he said, generate a short list of very broad pickleball keywords. And then it gave him some keyword ideas. And then you don't just use those, but it gives you seed ideas that you could then dump into your, you know, whether it's SEMrush or whatever your keyword, SEMrush, not SEMrush, you dump into whatever your favorite keyword tool is and, you know, get you started and or using it for content ideas, trying to get good content ideas or article ideas. Or I think one of the prompts he put in was, I'm writing a book about pickleball. I need chapter titles for my book. And then it spat out a whole bunch of potential chapter ideas. And, you know, you could spin those into either headings or blog posts or whatever. He generated geomodifiers married with a target term. So I think he had said something like, I create a list of the 25 most populated U.S. cities and pickleball courts. So it said New York City pickleball court, Chicago pickleball court, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff sorted for him. So he knows that these are the top 25 cities sorted by population. So he didn't have to research that. So,
yeah,
you know, and he goes on and on. There's so many examples and you could get lost in it. And I feel like it really is one of those things that, you know, if you're struggling for ideas, especially just go in there, type some stuff out. It's like brainstorming with a human. You're going to get some bad ideas. You're going to get some good ideas. And you can use those queries to structure data and sort data. And we're just in the early days. It really makes me wonder where we're going to be in, I was going to say 10 years, but let's be honest, a year. It's evolving so quickly.
It is. It's incredible. And you know, it's funny. I see some very vocal opponents to AI, and they're just like, if you go and do this for your SEO, you're fools. You're never going to succeed. It's going to bite you in the butt. I'm going to laugh at you at the end. I'm like, whoa, dude, just chill. But
as digital professionals and business owners, we understand the critical importance of a secure and high-performing website. That's why I want to talk to you about Kinsta, a managed WordPress hosting provider that delivers exceptional speed, security, and reliability. Kinsta's infrastructure is optimized for WordPress, ensuring your site loads lightning fast and ranks well in search results. They utilize Google Cloud's premium tier network and CD3 virtual machines, which significantly boost performance. In fact, Kinsta customers often experience up to a 200% increase in site speed just by migrating to their platform. Security is paramount, and Kinsta provides enterprise-grade measures to protect your valuable data. They are one of the few WordPress hosting providers with SOC 2 certification, guaranteeing the highest level of security for your website. Kinsta's My Kinsta dashboard offers a user-friendly interface with a comprehensive suite of tools to manage your site efficiently. From cache control and debugging to redirects and CDN setup, My Kinsta simplifies website administration. For SEO 101 listeners, Kinsta offers specific advantages. Their platform is optimized for speed, a crucial ranking factor in search engine algorithms. Their security measures protect your site from malware and hacking attempts that could damage your online presence. And their expert support team is available 24/7 to assist with any technical issues that may arise. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you, most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
I'm serious. It was like that. But I think he's crazy. I think people like that are crazy. It's clearly going to have a major effect, and it is going to be near to impossible for Google to detect in no time. Comparing to people. I mean, obviously, we're not talking about thought leadership, as I've mentioned in past. That's not going to happen from an AI, not yet anyway. When that happens, we're in real trouble.
Yeah.
at this point, it's doing a phenomenal job of regurgitating what is already indexed and quote, understood. But there are articles out there that are just amazing. One's from Aleta Solis. She has, it's on my reading list, but I've heard nothing but amazing things about it, on how to use AI in SEO and how she's using it all the time now. And a lot of really, like, people I respect immensely are saying, I'm all over this and it's working like a hot damn. So don't, you know, be careful. Absolutely. We're all about being careful about new tech and not throwing all your eggs in one basket, but by all means, have fun with it. Try it out. Test it on a few blog posts, see how they perform. It's stunning what kind of content can come out of it. And there's some real leaders out there that are putting out new software, and it's a little hard to find out about them. They're a little quiet. I don't think they're being kept as secrets. There's just a lot of noise. But the good ones are out there. So, you know, give it a try. I'm becoming much less cautious about giving it a real go. So, and if I am, you should, because I take a while to be, I'm so careful. You never know about this stuff.
Absolutely. You know, the other day I tried, I think it was, ChatGPT that I tried. It was one of them anyways, just to create an article for a client, like a potential article, and just see what it would look like. It didn't go on their site or anything like that, but I was just playing around, and it spat out this article for me. It was, I don't know, 400 words or so. And I read it and I thought, if somebody gave this to me, if Ross gave this to me and said, hey, I just wrote this article for so-and-so, can you proofread it for me? I would have no idea it was generated by AI. It was like flawless. So then I took it and I ran it through one of the AI detection tools. I just did a Google search, found one at random. I don't have a preference at this point. And it said it was like 85% probability that it was generated by AI. And it blew me away because it was like, it looked really good to me, like really good. And the detector, like, instantly, like, yeah, no, that's not by a human. And so then I added a sentence in the middle of it. And I said, pickles are really good on hamburgers in 1989. The US made pickles on hamburgers law, or something absolutely stupid and irrelevant, this irrelevant sentence. And suddenly it said it was like 95% probability written by a human.
Yeah, it takes nothing to, I know. And there's tools out there that have built in that process of ensuring that it can't be detected.
Yeah, totally.
It's inevitable. Yeah. I love it. I think it's fun. I'm sorry for content writers out there. This has got to be hurting.
But we're helping if they use it right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
they can do 10 times as many articles if they utilize AI well enough.
True. Very true. Okay, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little local SEO and jump into some Mueller files.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WMR.FM, hosted by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my company senior SEO, Scott Fenach. So, yes, I've seen this before. So there's a quick tip that's being pushed out by Darren Shaw. Darren's great. He's always got excellent tips on local SEO. And he's suggesting that you encourage your clients to add photos to reviews. He says that photos and reviews build trust with customers. They also stay in the top 10 spots 1.5 to 6 times longer than those without photos, and they also give extra points for local guides. So it's a bit of an incentive for anyone to do it themselves. Not that you can get anywhere. Oh my God, how many? You and I have been level 7 for about a decade now.
Yeah, I got to that point. I got to 5,000 points, whatever level that is, and then the next stage is 15,000 points. I got to triple what I've done in all these years. Like, I'll never get there.
It's taking forever.
Yeah.
Anyways, it is still cool, and it is a benefit. In fact, I've heard an interesting tip was, if you have people going to the office, you know,
you've got a staff, they're coming to the office, have them take pictures of the front of the office every day. Not every one of them, but maybe have them all just rotate. One of the day, they take a picture and add it to Google Photos. It seems ridiculous. It's going to be the same picture every time, different weather, whatever, but
across the street, maybe, you know, from a different angle. Yeah,
totally. It's from, just from silly, but yeah. It's what, yeah. Google likes to see activity, and it's not going to take too much time, and it's not going to make the world of difference, but it does make a difference. It shows activity. So go for it. All right. Can a site, this is a Mueller file, can a site with a long history of spamming rank again? This is a good one. You wrote it down, yeah. So go for it.
So in Twitter, John was asked by John Willie, and I really want to know if that's
Wiley, but I'll just... But
oh, you just totally take all my fun out of it. Sorry.
Okay. Let's call him John Willie. Okay.
Maybe I'll learn how to read one of these days. You know,
totally right.
I'm totally illiterate.
Wiley would just be one L. This is two L's. So
it's two L's. John asked John if he said, we believe our domain, and he says the domain has a domain legacy penalty. We bought this domain last year through an auction, and this is what he says, and starts some niche website and started, and started a niche website, but almost 5 months passed. I see no ranking on Google. Not a single keyword is ranking or anything. I've got a couple comments on that. I looked at the website, and if I was doing an audit, I'd have a lot to say. So there are other reasons you're not ranking, but let's assume that it's because of the history of spamming. And John replied saying, looking at archive.org, that domain has a long and complicated history. I think it's going to be hard to convince search engines that it's something very different and unrelated to what was done in past decades. So the reason I wanted to bring this up is really do your research if you're buying a domain, especially if you're buying one at auction. I don't know what John paid for his domain, but I'm guessing if it was at auction, it wasn't, you know, $1.99 for the first year, $9.99 each additional year, right? So you buy a domain. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whoever sold them that domain, for sure. If you buy a domain like this, he might be stuck. He might be at the point where he has to just give up and get another domain and start from scratch. And the domain isn't, it's okay. I don't know if it's so good that I would spend weeks, months, years trying to recover from past penalties.
No. And it's probably one of many he has anyway. He's just whining about this particular one. Because if he buys he buys domains from auction, he's not an amateur, typically.
That's true.
So it's probably one of 600 mod sites he has or something, knowing that kind of person often. Not, no offense, John, but it's just that's just generally the market you're in.
It is interesting, though, because I think a lot of people could very innocently buy a domain. Maybe it's not even through an auction. It's just through the register because somebody let it lapse because it was spammed so bad and crashed and burned, and they start fresh. They think they're great. And then they find out this domain has this years-long history of breaking the rules and being bad. I don't know. I feel like Google needs to look at these at a case-by-case. There should be some kind of appeal process where you can submit and prove that, hey, that's in the past. I have nothing to do with that. You know, give me a chance with this domain. And I don't think such a process exists. Otherwise, you would think John would have linked to that.
Yeah, but... well, John probably didn't feel too interested in helping. I mean, it's not exactly a high-quality website, the one that's there right now. So, you know, if it was like a ton of effort that we put in and it looks really great and blow your mind, this is way better than anything that was there before, maybe. But I'm with you. I think you need to do your homework before you buy a domain these days. The internet's been around a long time now, and in internet years even longer. A lot has happened, and there's been a lot of silly things that's gone on. So sadly, these search engines have a long memory.
They do.
It's actually good too, in many ways too, because it's great if you have a long-term positive footprint. It's typically a lot harder to lose it, which is a good thing as well for everyone. Well, thank you everyone for joining us today. On behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my company senior SEO, Scott Van Eck, we hope you have a wonderful week. And remember to tune into future episodes, which air twice a month now. We're going to get back into it on WMR.fm.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.